there's a better place to get your podcast. GCNLive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Alex Jones Show on this Thursday, December 11th, 2014. Another week of betrayal by the GOP to their voters, to their conservative voters, even to the conservative congressmen who've not been given a chance to see what's in a massive spending bill for the second time in 2 weeks. We're also going to talk about the massive betrayal of the American public, specifically a lot of Democrat voters who voted for Obama because they thought he was going to clean up the torture that was going on in the CIA. Instead, what they did was they rewarded the people who had been in charge of that. We're going to look at the big picture of the torture report. We're also going to talk to Joe Biggs, who was in Afghanistan, Iraq. We're going to talk to him about what he saw on the ground. As he mentioned, he's delivered people to facilities that he believed they were being tortured. Facilities where he didn't see the people in some cases come out. So we want to talk about that. There's been a lot that's been said on the radio as well as on the news excusing everybody involved. It's like nobody knew this was going on. Come on. We've known about this for over a decade. Everybody in America has known this is going on. George Bush knew about it. This report from Senator Feinstein is a whitewash of the American government, of the American people. And what it reveals is that we have a secretive government that operates in the dark on a black budget called the CIA. They can do anything they want, and they can get away with it. Murder, torture, whatever. That's what the real source of this report is, the real findings of this report is. They can do anything they want. But the day is coming where there's going to be a day of reckoning. If it doesn't happen to them on this earth, it's going to happen eventually. I don't want this stuff done in my name. A lot of us have been saying this for a long time, but it's amazing how some people are now backing off. Some people who are very critical of this are backing off. People who would have criticized and did criticize Obama's attempt to immediately put John Brennan, one of the people who was in charge, very high up in the CIA, apologist for the enhanced interrogation. He wanted to make him head of the CIA immediately, but then wisely backed off and did that about 5 years later. In the meantime, they use John Brennan as someone laying down legal cover for drone assassinations. Then he takes his place at the CIA. You think anything's going to happen there? No. But we're going to take a look at what the GOP is doing. Now, of course, we've seen for the second time in 2 weeks, it was last week that they passed through the massive defense spending bill. They released it 1,600 pages. They released at 10:30 at night on a Tuesday, then had to have that vote on the following Thursday. They've done it again this week, again with the omnibus spending bill. And it's not just a continuing resolution to go for a couple of months. This is going to continue the government all the way through until September 2015. We're going to look at what they crammed in this bill and didn't give anybody a chance to take a look at it. Remember when everybody criticized Pelosi for saying we're going to have to pass Obamacare so that we can see what's in it? The Republicans pledged at that time that they would give the public, give Congress, time to take a look at these massive bills instead of cramming them through at the last minute. But then, of course, this week we see that we've got a continuing resolution slash omnibus bill. They call it the Cromnibus because it's kind of a hybrid between the two. It goes for yet another year. We see that they bring this in again on 8:30 this last Tuesday, and then today it has to be voted on. Otherwise, they're going to run out of money. They're not shutting down anything they said they were going to shut down. They're not going to shut down Obamacare. They're not going to shut down the amnesty. They're going to continue to fund all of that. And, of course, as rumored, as feared, there is a massive backpedaling on the little bit of control that was put on the banks in the wake of TARP. Yeah, they're going to sign us up to guarantee their derivative gambles on a much, much larger scale than we ever saw with the mortgages. That's a part of it, using FDIC insurance. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about the bankers turning into preppers. What's behind that? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Citizens TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This is the most transparent administration in history, and you know, I can document how that is the case.
American journalist at a media event have criticized the U.S. administration over transparency issues.
We cover what we are allowed to cover.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage.
Information management has become so sophisticated, every administration learns from the previous one.
I've got a pen, and I've got a phone.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president.
What do you say to someone who believes the president took action to change the law?
We did not change the law. We acted within the law.
What you're not paying attention to is the fact that I just took an action to change the law.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Thursday, December 11th, 2014. Of course, they are breaking the law. They're changing the law. They're doing whatever they want. And the response from the mainstream press is, that's just awesome. That's what we saw yesterday from
Fox News talking about the release of this torture report. Don't worry about that. We're awesome. Everything we do is awesome. It doesn't matter what anybody says about us. Just put that out of your mind. We're awesome. We're not like a third world dictatorship. That's right. We're not. We're a dictatorship with nuclear weapons and militarized police. Never been equipped like this before in the past and never had the kind of access to our data. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the torture report. And we're going to talk about the new continuing resolution omnibus bill that the Republicans are sneaking through the House as we speak. Only gave it out at 8:30 p.m. on Tuesday. 1,600 pages, $1 trillion of spending, and all kinds of things not related to spending, changing and crafting policy, prohibiting this, allowing that. All this stuff was put through without anybody having any time to look at this. No public oversight, no understanding of what they're voting on. Sounds kind of like Pelosi, doesn't it? They criticized Pelosi for that, for saying we have to pass a bill so we can see what's in it. That's the way the Republicans have operated twice now in 2 weeks. They did the same thing last week, the defense spending bill, bringing it out at 10:30 on a Tuesday and forcing it through on a Thursday for a vote. Now, as we just saw that breaking the law opening there, it's interesting to see Obama stumbling on his own answers here over a heated immigration exchange with reporter Jorge Ramos. This is from IJ Review, talked about this. He heckled the president, essentially saying, if you, as you're saying, always had the legal authority to stop deportations, then why did you deport 2 million people? See, that's the thing. He said 22 times he didn't have the authority under the law to just do whatever he wanted. We were a nation of law, he said. So he had to follow the law that was put down by the Congress. Now he says to another immigrant heckler, he says, I changed the law for you. Then they try to work that back. We're going to talk about how the Republicans are playing ball with him in this new budget. But first, I want to go over some of the things we saw from the torture report. We need to take a look at this from the perspective of what's happening here and going to happen here domestically in America. And, of course, we just learned today from Justin Amash, a new bill snuck through. This is the time of year that they always like to sneak through their presence, of course, for us, their totalitarian presence. Obama signed the NDAA the first time on a New Year's Eve. They put Obamacare through on Christmas Eve. Of course, the Federal Reserve was created on a Christmas Eve back in 1913, so that they always like to pull these things up in the holidays when people aren't really paying much attention, just like they like to dump the news on the weekend, when bad news on the weekend, so that nobody's paying attention. But one person in Congress was paying attention, Justin Amash, noticed a bill, and he talked to his colleagues about it, said, we need to have a roll call vote on it. They didn't allow that. They had a voice vote. They passed this 325-100. It's the Intelligence Authorization Act. It authorizes, according to Justin Amash, the acquisition, retention, and dissemination of all communication data from U.S. citizens. They say, he points out in his analysis of it, he said, this section of the law contemplates that those private communications of Americans obtained without a court order may be transferred to domestic law enforcement for criminal investigation. Section 309 provides the first statutory authority for the acquisition, retention, and dissemination of U.S. persons' private communications. He says obtained without legal process, like a court order or a subpoena. Now, we've been seeing this develop. This is not something that is new, that they've never done before. But this is how they're continually, incrementally taking our rights. They start doing this, and then after they've done it for a while and it starts to become public, then they give themselves legal cover. That's essentially what's going on with the Senate intelligence report. They're trying to give themselves cover. They're trying to say nobody knew. We see over and over again in this report, the CIA did this, the CIA did that. It was worse than we knew, but Bush didn't know anything. The Congress didn't know anything. The American people didn't know anything. That's the biggest lie of all, to say that nobody knew anything. We're going to talk to Joe Biggs at the bottom of the hour about what he saw when he was abroad with the Army in Afghanistan and Iraq, how they would have people delivered what he believed was torture. People would not come back out. So we're going to talk about his firsthand experiences. I want to go over, before we get any further in the torture, though, some of the headlines up on InfoWars.com today. Of course, that article I just talked about is up there about the new legal cover that they're giving themselves. And, of course, they can't legally do that, but they can do a lot of things under the cover of law, pretending that they have the legal authority to do it, and they will do it. Cops allow a Saudi with a dead baby in the trunk to drive away so as not to offend the Muslims. That's a story up by Paul Joseph Watson on InfoWars.com. They say the cop pulled over a vehicle. It had paper tags and a registration violation. It had three Saudi Arabians with Saudi driver's licenses who told the officers they had a dead child in the trunk prepared for an Islamic burial at a mosque in Franklin, Tennessee. And the officer, not wanting to be disrespectful to the men or their faith, just let the car drive away without checking the trunk to see if the story was true. How about that? Diplomatic immunity, the same thing that we're seeing with people who are coming here illegally through the borders from any country. They can come here and do anything they want. We've seen this over and over and over again. So that's just another example of it. And as he points out in his article, he says, it'll infuriate many Americans who believe that illegal immigrants and other foreigners are being given free rein to commit crimes. I've seen it in my own personal life. I've seen it on the highway, especially on traffic violations. That's one excuse I've never used, though. I guess I should. I need to get some papers to show that I'm a Saudi. I've got the beard. Maybe I could get away with that. I never thought of telling them I'm from a foreign country and I have a dead baby in the trunk, so you need to let me go. Maybe I'll try that next time they pull me over for speeding or something. We also have another story up on InfoWars.com. They know something. Why did the Treasury Department just purchase thousands of survival kits for bank examiners? They're going in, they're going to spend $200,000 to get about 3,800 kits. And listen to the stuff they're putting out. The banks are turning into preppers. They've got a fanny pack that's going to hold all this stuff. They've got a 2,400-calorie food bar, a three-pack, an 8-ounce water, 50 water purification tablets. They've got two aspirins, two ibuprofens, two decongestant tablets. I mean, you know, oh, and this, don't forget this. They've got a whistle with a lanyard. See, that's what you blow when the guy with a gun takes all that stuff from you. Because this isn't really going to do them much good. But it's pretty amazing that the bankers think that they need to send this out. And, of course, it's all going to the big 7 or 8 banks. These survival kits will be delivered to every major bank in the U.S., Bank of America, American Express Bank, Capital One, Citicorp, J.P. Morgan, Chase, Wells Fargo, the usual suspects are all going to get their survival kits. Actually, you know, it's amazing how much the CIA is like the Federal Reserve. In both cases, they appear to be under the control of the government, and yet they are the ones who are actually controlling the government. That appearance of control is merely for the facade government, the visual government, this propped-up phony government, has a hearing and appoints the head of the Federal Reserve or the head of the CIA. After that, there's no auditing of anything that they do. Nobody's going to go to jail, no matter what they do. Everything they do is in the dark. It's in the secret. And they're going to basically get away with everything that they've done over the last 10, 15 years. Nobody is going to go to jail. And, you know, the only person, there was one person who went to jail, of course, and his name's not in the report. He was the whistleblower who blew the whistle on the torture. He went to jail. He's still in jail. And nobody else is going to jail. Hey, we've seen that before, haven't we? Haven't we seen that before? I just did a report interview on Monday night talking to someone who has made the connection between the mortgage pump and dump and tracking it all the way through, the money being channeled through Swiss banks. Of course, we've talked in the past about whistleblowers exposing money laundering by the biggest banks, and they get a slap on the wrist fine from the Justice Department. The Justice Department says that they're too big to jail, just like they're too big to fail, but it goes beyond that. He's got some contacts in the intelligence community that say that this is they're actually funding the black ops. Of course they are. They're funding, CIA is funding their black ops with the drug war. We pointed that out over and over again. Yet nothing happens to them. But in many respects, the two of them are exactly the same. Before, again, we're going to talk more about that, and we're going to talk to Joe Biggs at the bottom of the hour. But this is rolling out in all of the Western countries. It's not just the United States. Look at what's going on in Japan. This is a report from The Guardian. The Prime Minister there, Abe, has put in a law that will essentially jail civil servants who leak state secrets up to 10 years in prison. Journalists who encourage whistleblowers to leak could get up to 5 years. See, it's the whistleblowers and the journalists who are going to go to jail, not the criminals who are torturing, not the people who are running the dark operations, who are funding the drug war, not the people who are actually breaking the law, but the people who expose them. They want to go to jail. But you know what? The people that go to jail have a clear conscience. I haven't seen one of them yet regret that they blew the whistle. They don't want to go to jail, but they have...
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Thursday. We're going to be talking to Joe Biggs in the next segment. He's going to talk to us about what happened, what he saw at the ground level. I want to look at the big picture right now about this torture report. What does this tell us about our government? And, of course, as I pointed out in the last segment, just like the Federal Reserve, there's the illusion of control over the CIA because we have these public hearings where they appoint the head of the Federal Reserve or they appoint the head of the CIA. But there's never any accountability. There's never any visibility. They both operate in secret and have massive power to control and destroy lives, to control and destroy the economy. They both operate totally in secret, and there is no real auditing of them. This report that came out is nothing but a bunch of contradictory lies, whitewashing anybody but the CIA of any responsibility because, of course, again, the CIA can't be punished. The CIA is above the law. But they don't want any presidents or people who are currently serving to get in any trouble. But take a look at some of the main characters that were involved in this. And as I pointed out, the only person who's gone to jail was the person who blew the whistle on this. But look at what we've got now. We've got John Brennan, who's the current head of the CIA. This was somebody who, at the very beginning, was involved in all of this in terms of apologizing for the torture. He was somebody that Obama wanted to put into place back in 2008. And when he came back 5 years later, he didn't put him in charge of the CIA at that time. He had nominated somebody else, but they kind of played musical chairs with the power elite. They rotated him back in the position 5 years later so people wouldn't really understand that Obama's talk about controlling the CIA, the torture, the foreign wars, was all just a sham for his voters. It was all just a lie. And they didn't want to have him in 2008. And as this analysis from Connor Friedersdorf in The Atlantic pointed out when they were looking at the confirmation hearings of Brennan in 2013, he said, back in 2008, Andrew Sullivan said, when Obama first considered Brennan as CIA chief, Andrew Sullivan said, if Obama picks him, it will be a vindication of the kind of ambivalence and institutional moral cowardice that made America a torturing nation. It would be an unforgivable betrayal of his supporters and his ideals. And then Connor Friedersdorf points out that 5 years later, Andrew Sullivan doesn't want to oppose his nomination, saying people change. Well, you know what? Brennan didn't change. The people who changed are people like Andrew Sullivan and the ACLU, who were right at one point in time on this issue, but then changed their minds. The ACLU's response to this Senate report was to say that we need to have Obama pardon the people involved. Because what he's doing now is he's tacitly pardoning them by not taking any action, not putting anybody in jail, not prosecuting anyone, not even firing anybody. So that's a very dangerous thing. We need to at least say that laws were broken. And that would be a good thing if we could even admit that laws are broken. You can't even get that in America. But that's what's happened to the opposition. They've just rolled over and laid down for all of this. They won't talk about it being immoral. They won't talk about it being illegal. They won't talk about anybody being fired or going to jail. The only person who's saying anything even close to that is Mark Udall, who's very upset. He's not coming back either. He did not win his reelection. And so he's taken some parting shots at the CIA. He says the CIA lied to the public and John Brennan must quit, says outgoing senator in a fiery speech. This is an article from The Guardian. He accused the CIA and the White House, and that would be the Obama White House, of lying about brutal CIA interrogations and continuing to cover them up. Yes, that's exactly right. And I'm glad to see that I disagree with him on many issues, but, you know, we need to stand with people when they're doing the right thing, even if they're only right on one issue. Mark Udall has been really solid on this. At one point in time, he was saying that he was going to read the entire classified report, 6,000 pages, into the Senate record. They said the last time that happened was by Alaska Senator Mike Gravel back in the 1970s. He read the Pentagon Papers into the record. He could have done that. He chose not to do that, but they said he was clearly very angry. He said the CIA has lied to its overseers and the public. No, there aren't any overseers of the CIA. And to say that John Brennan must quit is not strong enough. John Brennan needs to go to jail, not pass go, not collect $200, but the only thing we've got on this Monopoly board are get out of jail free cards. Now, think about the people who are in charge of this. We got the current head of the CIA is John Brennan. The current head of Homeland Security is Jay Johnson. He was involved as an attorney for the Department of Defense, giving legal cover to this by there. So they put him in charge of domestic law enforcement with Homeland Security. The other person involved with this, covering it up, allowing it to happen at the time, was James Comey, head of the FBI. This is coming to America. We're going to be right back with Joe Biggs. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to see the informational videos, read the information they're compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Thursday, December 11th, 2014. I'm joined now with Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, retired. We're going to talk about his personal experience, what he saw as far as torture goes. Just before the break, I was talking about torture at the highest level, and I want to get back into that as we start talking about this, Joe. But before I do, I want to let you know about our Secret 12, which is now back in stock. It's been sold out for weeks. We have a very difficult proprietary processing to get it in, but it's back in limited supply. This is the last shipment we're going to get until 2015, and it can take anywhere from weeks or months. And we're talking about secret governments and secret tortures, but there's no secret here that B12 is very, very important for your nutrition. This is nutraceutical grade proprietary B12. It's taken by mouth, no needles, no injections. And it's got two forms, a bioactive and super powerful B12. Secure yours now before we blast it out to our list tonight. We expect our limited supply to sell out. And you can get it by Christmas if you get it by December 17th. So we're getting pretty close to that deadline. If you're going to get anything from the InfoWars store, you need to get it by December 17th for guaranteed Christmas delivery. Now, Joe, before the break, I was talking about how the people that we see now as head of the CIA, head of Homeland Security, head of the FBI. These are guys who are all doing cover for all this torture at the top level. Now, of course, we're told by this whitewash report from Senator Feinstein that nobody knew. Nobody knew. I mean, for 10 years we've been talking about this at least. Okay, everybody's been talking about what's going on and complaining about it. But, of course, the White House didn't know until after legal clearance is given, and then they told George Bush about it. Colin Powell didn't know about any of this. These are reports we're seeing from NBC.
These are people who should know about this.
Yeah, exactly. So if they didn't know about that, then what are they doing in the position that they're in? I mean, exactly. At the very least, they should be fired. But, of course, nobody is going to go to jail for any of this. Instead, not only is nobody going to get punished, not only is nobody going to get shamed, and I think that was a big part of this, of course. Dianne Feinstein was very angry that she got spied on and her staff got spied on when they were doing this investigation. They took years to look at this. They've been looking at it for over 6 years. I think they spent like $40-60 million on just their staff to investigate this. They were complaining about the fact that they had outside contractors who were paid $80 million.
Well, John Brennan said it wasn't spying, it was searching. They were just searching.
Searching, okay. Yeah, this is something. Kurt Nemo's got a story up on InfoWars.com today. Nazis designed the torture instruments for maintenance of CIA's terror war charade. He points out that this goes all the way back to Operation Paperclip, and even further than that, it goes back to the Nazi regime of 1937. They actually had a German term for enhanced interrogation, something they could do that would essentially not show up and cause any embarrassment for the people. And then as a reporter, he cites here, Annie Jacobson says, former Nazis were at the forefront of developing torture techniques for the U.S. government. Same thing we've seen with the biochemical weapons that were brought into Fort Detrick and other places. They brought these guys in from Germany, from Japan, who had been experimenting on people. They brought them in and made them the core of our bioweapons research. They also did the same thing at the CIA, making them the core of torture. They say the work took place at a clandestine facility in the American zone of occupied Germany called Camp King. The facility's chief medical doctor was Operation Paperclips, Dr. Walter Schreiber, former Surgeon General of the Third Reich. And the activities that went on in Camp King between 46 and the late 50s have been never fully accounted for by the Department of Defense or by the CIA, just as we're seeing today. So this is something that is a long-standing problem. It's not something we're just learning about from Dianne Feinstein. What Dianne Feinstein is trying to do is to give herself and Republicans immunity from prosecution and blame it all on the CIA. And then the CIA, nothing happens to them because they can say everything is a matter of national security.
Well, the people they put in charge of the salt box area overseas where they were interrogating people, they said that the person they put in charge had never even worked in interrogations and or worked around prisoners.
Hmm.
So you're going to put these people in charge of trying to get human intelligence, and they have no clue what they're doing whatsoever.
Let's talk about what you saw there, because when you and I went to Fort AP Hill and we were looking at the American replica city that they have built there for the military to train and for police to train against the American people. And that's where this is all coming, folks. Make no mistake about it. When we talk about the fact that the head of Homeland Security, the head of the FBI, these are guys who were involved in making legal excuses to try to give legal cover for this torture operation. They were rewarded. They were promoted to the head of our civilian law enforcement agency. So we were at this training facility looking at what they had there in terms of buildings, and we came across a building, and you said, that looks very much like the building that we used to deliver people to for what you believe was torture, Tulsa.
Well, think about this. 10 years ago when I went through training to go to the theater, Iraq, the places we trained at looked just like it. Here we are, you know, 10, 12 years later, and everything looks like small-town America.
Yes.
And now I'm seeing some of those same things integrated from combat theater overseas now into these training exercise areas like Fort AP Hill or like the one at Camp Lejeune, where now you're seeing these torture chambers being put into small-town USA training areas. And then we have the Marines out in L.A. conducting all these raids as well. So it's scary what it looks like it's coming to.
Yeah, and on the very same day that Dianne Feinstein releases her report, they pass the NDAA again for the fourth time under her leadership. And, of course, that's going to have indefinite detention by the military without trial. Presumably rendition as well as torture would all be included in that. Anybody that they claim is an enemy combatant. And then we see today that they have just tried to give themselves legal cover to spy on all Americans' communications without ever pretending that they need to go before a judge or get any verification from that in terms of a subpoena or a court order as required by the Constitution. They just ignore the Constitution and pass their law.
Well, it was interesting for me, David, when I was overseas, we would catch people who we knew, and I could tell with a gut feeling and seeing the things that they've done were bad people. We would catch them, and they would release them 2-3 days later.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people that, for beyond my reasons, they would take and torture. You know, we would catch and release these people who make IEDs and things like that, people who actually went out and had a record of attacking coalition forces and attacking with suicide bombers and placing IEDs and small arms attacks, complex attacks. Those people, in essence, would be hided, put into a biometric scanning system, and then released to go back out and continue to do bad stuff. But we would take these people from like opium fields and farmers, and if they didn't want to play ball, they'd come back and they'd go in these rooms, and we'd have to sit outside, and I'd have to hear screaming. It's one of those things to hear a grown man scream so much that it goes from screaming to weeping. And the scariest part was when it went to silence. And you didn't hear anything else again.
Wow.
And not ever knowing if that person was going to come out or not, because sometimes they did, sometimes they didn't.
That's just horrific. And, of course, we've seen some new things come out of this in terms of rectal feeding. Nobody had been talking about that. But we've known about the waterboarding for quite some time. And one of the things that we were told that they now say is a lie, of course, we knew it was a lie, that they were getting effective intelligence out of all this. When you talk about them catching, torturing, and releasing, the thing that went through my mind was going back to the Vietnam War, and I used to hear people that were a little bit older than me that went there talking about how they would go in and they would take an area, and then they would just walk out and leave it again. And it's like, what's going on with that? The only way that that makes any sense is if you understand that the people who are running these wars want it to continue. They want it to escalate. When you catch these people, you torture them, and then you release them, what are they going to do?
Retaliate.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what happened with the drone program. I think it's amazing that Brennan, who is running legal cover for them and was at the CIA, he's running legal cover for the enhanced interrogation. And, of course, he's Obama's first choice for CIA director, but then postpones it for 5 years. In the meantime, he puts him in charge of the drone assassination program. And, of course, he said a lot of interesting things about that. In June 2011, current CIA Director Brennan claimed U.S. counterterrorism operations had not resulted in, quote, a single collateral death in the past year. Then as they look at it, he goes, well, all right, 45, 56. Then a little bit later, 76. What they said was Brennan claimed that he said we had no information about any civilian non-combatants. And what people said was this was based on the assumption that anybody that was military-aged, any military-aged male, was a combatant, unless proven otherwise.
You know, what's interesting, though, is we release five top Taliban leaders for Bo Bergdahl, and there's still people in Guantanamo that they say they have no reasons to hold them whatsoever. And they know that these enhanced torture techniques don't work at all. They don't get any viable information whatsoever out of them.
Well, one of the things that we had in a story that came out, one of the quotes that came out of the report was that someone said, you're never going to get out of here because we don't want anybody to know what we did to you, essentially. I'm paraphrasing it. But, of course, that is the key thing. And they didn't really try to get to the bottom of anything in the Senate report. They didn't interview anybody who was they believed had tortured people with the CIA. They didn't interview very many. I didn't see that interviewed anybody who was a victim. These are reports that we heard of people who did get released, I believe. But there wasn't any discussion of what was going on in any direct sources. After 6 years of this, they never talked to anybody that did this or anybody that suffered from this. They just basically gave it a whitewash, looking at emails and documents.
Well, one night we caught some guys who were emplacing IEDs. We saw them through our NVGs and put bags over their head, zip tied it, separated them, 50 yards apart. And then the guys would go up that were with us. They're not regular military, I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
Would go in there, and you would see them like poking at them, and be like, "You don't speak English, do you?" And the guy would just kind of sit there, and he's like, "I bet there's one word you do know though, Guantanamo."
Mm.
And you see the guys literally urinate themselves in fear, because they know that even if no matter what they could do at this point in time, they're done. Their life's over.
And see, that's a key part of it too, as Alex said yesterday. It's about engendering the fear. And it's starting very mildly in America now. I can go back and look at a lot of the stuff that they did. Of course, they killed people. As you mentioned, they mentioned just one person in this whole report that died from hypothermia because he was left exposed in a cold area on concrete floor. I'm sure there's many more than that died. And I'm not underestimating any of this waterboarding or any other stuff as being truly horrific. But some of the stuff that they did was just designed to humiliate people, making them wear women's underwear and that sort of thing. And when I look at that, I look at it and say, this is how it's beginning in the U.S. Much of what we see going on now with the TSA is merely humiliation. It's merely taking away your dignity.
Mm-hmm.
Once they take away your dignity, they take away your freedom. Once they take away your freedom, they can torture you. They can do anything they want to you. And, of course, we just had William Binney on again talking to Alex, and he said over and over again that what we have here is not an authoritarian regime but a totalitarian regime. And the way that they get there is by grabbing our information. And today we see another massive grab, if you will, of Congress trying to pass a law that presumes to give them the authority to take people's communications.
Well, it seems like basic training for civilians now. Mm-hmm. That's what the TSA is doing. Because when you're a soldier, what they do, they break you down. They humiliate you, treat you like crap, tell you you're nothing, till you get to a point where you're just empty, bottomless, and all they can do is build you back up the way they want you.
Yes, exactly.
And it seems like that's what's starting to happen now with the American public. That's what they're trying
Very to good happen. Analogy. It's all a psyop. It's all a psyop, pulling it down, destroying everything, taking you down to nothing, and then reconstructing society. Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I saw, one of the reactions I saw that really stuck out to me was Chris Matthews talking to somebody who was complaining about the torturing. Says, "Come on, you're crazy if you think Al Qaeda is going to stop torturing if we do." And I guess the question is, how do you tell then the difference between Al Qaeda and the United States, if we both torture? How do you tell the difference between the United States and the Nazis when we bring them in with Operation Paperclip as consultants to teach us how to do what they did? How do you tell the difference between us? And, of course, we created, the CIA created Al-Qaeda.
It's a child's reaction. You put a kid in a toy box, and he hits one kid, and then that kid retaliates and hits back and goes, "Well, Mommy, he hit me first."
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. They're going, "Well, the Taliban does it, so we might as well do the same thing."
Yeah, it's always – I forget who said this, but somebody said when you fight monsters, you have to be careful that you don't become a monster yourself. Mm-hmm. And I see that happening. It's happened in America. Now we see all these things being done under color of law. I think it's interesting to go back and look at – let's take a look at the FBI director, James Comey. And, of course, he seemed to be somewhat reluctant, but he went ahead and played ball. He was a deputy attorney general at the time. The New York Times reported that he argued repeatedly that the U.S. would regret using harsh methods, but he went along with the 2005 legal opinion asserting that the techniques used by the CIA were lawful, and he gave the green light for the CIA to use all 13 methods of interrogating terrorism suspects, including waterboarding, and up to 180 hours of sleep deprivation. So there you go. He says it was ready to go out, and I concur. And those were emails that the New York Times got about that. Now, what happened to him? Did he get fired? Did he get disciplined? Did he go to jail? No, he got promoted to the head of the FBI.
That's what happens in America, apparently.
Yeah, that's what they want. That's what they want. We look at another guy, the guy who's head of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson. He was general counsel for the DOD. He defended NDAA indefinite detention because that's the other part of this. Okay, that's where it's going to be applied to Americans because, of course, they're claiming that the entire world, including domestic soil here, is at a state of war. So they're going to involve the military, and we're going to have the same kind of rules of engagement that we saw happened in in Iraq and Afghanistan with the CIA. They're going to essentially do the same thing. And this came out of the report talking about how in February 2012, the administration, represented by Jay Johnson, general counsel of the U.S. Department of Defense, defined the term associated forces so that they could apply it to essentially anybody with the NDAA. This is the guy who then subsequently becomes the head of Homeland Security and evidently is going to be passing for Obama when he didn't even sign his executive order. He's going to leave it to Jay Johnson to
implement. And you can already see the transformation, though, going from combat overseas of what's going on now with our militarized police as well, though.
Yes.
To shoot first, ask questions, maybe down the road at some point in time.
Yes.
But 9 times out of 10, like you said, these cops do bad stuff. They don't get indicted. Sweep it under the rug and move on.
And they're desperate. They're desperate to arm the police. It's not only the training, not only how they're teaching them that they're operating in a war zone, that the public is the enemy. As I pointed out before, they said the whole idea that they hadn't killed anybody who was innocent. There wasn't any collateral damage, as the Pentagon
pointed
out.
And being choked to death on the ground by a police officer is torture to me.
Exactly. And when you look at this, the attitude that they had in country, saying that if anybody was a military-aged male, there was a presumption that they were not innocent. And that's the way they're policing the inner cities.
I've heard that many times when we're overseas. They're like, hey, that's an old enough guy. He could be a militant. Watch him.
Yeah.
Take him out if he's not, if he makes a move.
Yeah. Which reminds us that, of course, people who are military-age males are the militia, and that's what's going to essentially be the only effect that we have to stand against.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for 6 more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his 2-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Staff Sergeant retired Joe Biggs, and we're talking about what he saw on the ground in terms of torture. We've been looking at the people who are at the top of this, providing legal cover, who have not been chained, they've not been punished, they've not been demoted or fired. No, they've been promoted to the positions of head of the CIA, head of the FBI, head of Homeland Security. That's what happens when you cover for these people. They basically move you up. One of the things I was looking at in the torture report, they were talking about the memorandum of notification. It seems to me it was more restrictive than even what they've put in with the NDAA. They had a quote in there where it says, "We are not permitted," they said, "to detain someone merely upon a suspicion that he or she has valuable information about terrorists or planned acts of terrorism." And yet they've been given a much broader range in the NDAA. They say merely they have to suspect that there's substantial support. And as you're pointing out, they were just going out and rounding people up, torturing them, and releasing them. They're essentially poking both sides of the war, just as we've seen them do in Vietnam, as we've seen them do in every kind of conflict. We've got the CIA operating here secretly as an unaccountable, compartmentalized government that is over and above the people who presumably have some oversight over them or appoint the head of the CIA. I mean, there is no oversight. And we're not going to see even the kind of oversight that we saw out of this report once Richard Burr gets in, because he's publicly gone on record saying that he doesn't think there's ever anything that the CIA does that ought to be made public.
Yeah, that's out of control.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, the head of the FBI, the head of the CIA, they should call that group, they should call these guys Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
Because that's all they are. It's just an incorporation of monsters. Just, it's mind-blowing to know the fact that they can go on national TV and swear an oath that things like this aren't happening.
Yes.
And to say that and to look in the eyes of the American people and just blatantly lie. I just don't understand it, especially when I've been out there and I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen since Obama's been president numerous times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nothing changed after Obama got in. And we're going to talk later in the program. Yes, absolutely. We're going to talk later in the program about how the GOP has betrayed their voters who wanted them to get control of the illegal amnesty program, to shut down Obamacare, to do so many things and basically let people look and see what's in spending bills. We've had now two separate weeks where they've basically introduced something on a Tuesday night late, a 1,600-page bill, and said we've got to pass it by Thursday, giving congressmen and the press and the public only a few hours to look at what's in it. We're going to look at some of the things that have already shown up in the bill. Of course, there's not enough time for everybody to know everything that's in it, but there's some horrendous stuff in that. And Obama did the same thing to his supporters. A lot of people voted for him because they wanted to end the torture that was going on. They wanted to end the wars, and yet he's given us more wars. He's continued the torture. He added the drone program and put one of the guys who was giving legal cover for the torture program in charge of the drone program, who is now the head of the CIA, John Brennan. It just keeps going.
And now they're going to send more troops
to
Iraq.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to shut that down, he says. We're going to close down Guantanamo. We're going to do all this. I haven't seen any of that happen yet, and it's only getting worse, and it's going to continue to get worse here in America because, like I said, we're making a transformation from combat life overseas, and that's starting to pop up here in the homeland as well.
That's what people need to understand. They need to understand that this is merely training and preparation. They need to see how all of the groundwork is being laid for a massive tyranny here. How the NDAA and the legislation that was passed today, that's all going to be used against the American public. You and I saw it there at the training facility. When we come back, right after the break, we're going to talk about some more stuff that you saw in Afghanistan and Iraq, because that's what's missing. There's not any interview of the people who were there, who saw that, nothing of the people who were victims of that. Nobody who did it is being called in for questioning. Only the whistleblower who exposed it goes to prison.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Live Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift. Secure your Secret 12 formula before December 17th at InfoWarsLife.com and receive it before Christmas guaranteed. That's InfoWarsLife.com before December 17th or by calling 888-253-3139.